Okay, so once again, we're on page 264. So we began Siman Kuf Dalet last time. So basically, we saw at the beginning of Kuf Dalet in Aleph that a person should not interrupt Shmoneh Esrei. If you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, you shouldn't interrupt Shmoneh Esrei. And even if, who knows what, whatever comes, a Jewish king, a non-Jewish king is a little different. But you should try to, as much as possible, definitely not interrupt your Shmoneh Esrei with speech. And we'll see, preferably not even moving from the spot, you shouldn't. Now, but the Mechaber, and in Bates we saw, you know, again, if an animal's coming, you should try to get out of the way. We'll see more about that. The Mechaber said, Elim keinuhu besachnuim shalachar tefillah. We ended up with this line, that unless you're in the tachnunim, you know, your private supplications, that you say, at the end of Shmoneh Esrei. So in other words, we all know, there's different customs, but let's say you say, let's say you say it then, and then you say a little kind of sorry, and then you down for all sorts of things. That's the proper, we'll see later, that's really the proper place to throw in, so pardon that expression, your own private things. So you're doing your own private things, I don't know, whatever it may be, and then something comes up. So, for example, the Mishnah Berurah brings up a few, and that is, for example, so the Mishnah Berurah says, so in that point, if there's a mitzvah ksas, if there's a small mitzvah, so then you could break your stance. What would be examples? So the Mishnah Berurah, and this comes up, we'll see about this later, but it comes up very often. That is the Chazan, again, now don't forget, the Chazan, when he repeats Shmoneh Esrei, is also in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. So let's say he finished Shmoneh Esrei, in other words, he said, Sim Shalom, Shalom Rav, whatever it is, and then if he says quietly, Yirosan Yufi Vagan Li B'lefanech Hashem Tzuri V'Goli, we're going to see this later, but he wants to say Tachlin right away. Why did everybody say Tachlin? I go like this morning. But he didn't take three steps back yet. He's only going to take the three steps back in the Kash Tiskaba, which is coming, like, you know, I don't know when, you know, after Volatsiyam. So, of course, he could take his own three steps back later. But we'll see later on, the Mechaber, the Halacha is going to discuss that he doesn't have to. He's finished with Shmoneh Esrei. The three steps back he's going to take, he's going to fulfill with the Tiskaba, with the Oseh Shalom B'Mramov that he says at the end of the Kaddish. So what could he do now? He's in the middle of wants to say Tachlin. So the Mishnah Berurah over here in Tess says, again, this would be an example of Mitzvah Ksas. He's finished with Shmoneh Esrei. We're going to see later, he should say quietly, you wrote some Himrifi Vegan Libel of Nacha Shem Shri Vigali. He doesn't really have to take three steps backwards. He could just sit down and say Tachlin. So too, the Mishnah Berurah says, let's say if somebody finished Shmoneh Esrei, again, and they're in their own private stuff, and then they come up to him and say, Kopsicha. So then again, you have to realize he wants to go back and he wants to continue his own, maybe he's davening for somebody and he wants to get up there and wants to continue davening stuff in his own private tefillos. But they ask you to do a mitzvah. So you don't have to take three steps back. You go, take out the Sefer Torah, and you can go back and finish. Now again, the Mishnah Berurah at the end says, says, it's best that in such a situation, before you break your stance, you say, as I said before, Yidlu Ratzon Mifi Vagin Li B'Lefanach Hashem Tzuri V'Goli. Again, but if there's no tzorech, there's no need, like one of these things I just mentioned, in other words, you just learned this halacha, so you okay, you know, I'm going to go walk into the other room and come back, or whatever. So then you shouldn't, even though you're in your own private stuff, so to speak, you should not break your stance until you do say Oseh Shalom. Okay, let's go back upstairs to Gimel. Famous halacha, probably heard this. Afil nachash karuch al akvav. Even if there's a snake coiled around your ankles, lo yisok, Lo yasek. You shouldn't interrupt Shmon Esrei. I know what you're thinking. Hold on. Avol yuchal leilech l'makom acher. You could go to another place. Kedei shi'ipal nachash merakel. So that the snake would fall off of your ankles. So it wouldn't be... Now the Mishnah Berurah points out, a very important Mishnah Berurah, that's why we learned these halacha, is when we talk about you shouldn't interrupt, that's talking about speech. In other words, somebody standing next to you is a snake
charmer.
So you want to say to him, hey, Reuven, you know, can you help me out here? You know? Believe it or not, like Laurent Bentalila is a beekeeper, right? So, you know, you have a problem. Okay, you know, you take care of your bees, right? So, I don't know. I don't know if we have anybody in snakes in the show, but let's say. So, you shouldn't speak to him, right? Hey, Reuven, you know, can you help me out here with the cobra? You know, well, no, cobra was a bad example. But again, the Mishnah says, "Avo ayadeh halicha muter shalicha lo nikra hevsek." We saw before. Here we're talking about breaking. We're talking about interrupting. We're talking about speech, walking. Again, even though we saw in the last Mishnah Berurah test that you shouldn't walk around, but walking without speaking is not technically called a hevsek. It's not called an interruption. So therefore, what do you do? So go to that other place. Shake off the snake. Shake off the snake and don't interrupt, so to speak. Don't speak in the middle of your Shmon Esrei. Let's go now. I know what you're thinking, so just hold on a second. Aval akra, but if you have a scorpion, posek, you stop, and you can interrupt. Lefishu muad yoser lahasek, because they are more, as we say in halacha language, onri, right? They're more likely to hurt, to damage. V'nachash nami, and snakes also. Because I knew what you were thinking, so this is what the Machar said. Imrashu kos, if you saw it was an angry snake, and quite honestly, I don't know what that means, but I guess you could tell. Hope I'll never find out. Umuchan lahazik, and it's ready to cause damage, because if they're coiled, right? I think that's usually how. That's how snakes.
You give example about the cobra, so.
What?
You give example about the cobra.
Like a cobra. If a cobra is coiled, right. But I think most snakes, they don't, unless they're. Coiled. I don't know. I hope not to find
it. Is it supposed to be symbolic? I mean, even back then, there were shuls where there were no snakes and scorpions in the shul.
Well, no, but don't forget,
this is to be indicative of.
No, don't forget, the Machaber wasn't. Yeah, but also it's literal because don't forget, this is based upon Gemara, the famous Gemara, and also the Machaber, anyways. They were in drier climates. The Ramal was in Poland, right? They're talking about Arabia.
In the shul 400 or 500 years ago?
I don't want to get into it, but somebody was trying, a couple of people were trying to convince me recently, like the last few months, to move to Israel to a certain place.
But you're afraid of snakes.
So I was talking to one of these people, and I said, that's all fine and good, but I heard in this, I don't know what you call it, city, town, whatever it is called, they have what somebody else who lived there told me is called Palestinian vipers. They said they're not the human type. They're actual snakes. So there's a machlokas between people. I was on this. Somebody says, you do see them once in a while. Somebody says, you never see them. Just see their skin that they shed. But that was enough for me. But
if it's so often enough so that it should be put in here, I mean, you would think that this is...
Again, I don't know, but I would assume like in the Arabic countries, let's say where the Machaber lived in Eretz Yisrael, you know, like I Phoenix. What Phoenix? What am I talking about? They tell me in Or Eliyahu there's scorpions up there. What are they telling me? And snakes. No? Anyways, let's get the idea. First of all, we got an important idea about just walking is not an interruption. But again, this is exactly what I'm sure all you were thinking of. If you see that it's a possibly dangerous situation where the snake is going to do who knows what, God forbid, to you, pause it. Get out of there, right? That's the idea. And the Mishnah says, you know, even if it's not around your ankle, you just see it's close by, get out of there, right? So that, in other words, that's the idea. So as we say very often, you have to use your seichel, obviously, with this. Here we're talking about, I don't know, Maybe a garden snake that's wrapped around your leg, so it's maybe, right, they won't bite, they don't do anything. So it's uncomfortable and maybe very distracting, I assume. But again, you shouldn't, you could go, again, the Machaber said, and shake it off. But again, you shouldn't call Reuven over and, you know, could get the garden snake off my leg, right? But again, if it's other type of snakes, so scorpion, those type of things, so black widow is walking around, kill it or whatever, you know. Yes?
So by if it's here in the mountains, here we have bears, coyotes, cougars,
get the mountains, they have it in Hancock Park, right? Aren't you happy you live around here? Yeah, we just got raccoons. Yeah, no, but see, we're going to get to bigger animals. We're talking about reptiles.
What do you do on Shabbos if you can't kill,
right,
and you can't concentrate on your Shmona Esrei, and it's in your area?
Well, you get out of